Scottish Widows Life Assurance Society was founded as long ago as 1815, during the Napoleonic Wars, to aid widows, sisters, and other females. Well, times have changed. You no longer have to be Scottish or a widow to build a better financial future with pension, investment, and saving plans designed for Scottish widows like her. Scottish widows like him. Scottish widows like you. The whole world knows the story of the miser named Ebenezer Scrooge, who came home one ghostly Christmas Eve to a series of surprises that began at his own front door. A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' classic tale, is probably the most popular Christmas story in the world. For many of us, especially in England and America, Dickens is the poet laureate of Christmas. We all sometimes feel a bit nostalgic for the Dickens Christmas of roaring fires, hot punch, good fellowship, and God rest ye merry gentlemen. But how many of us are aware of the role that Dickens and his Victorian contemporaries played in inventing the modern Christmas celebration? And how many of us know that the celebration of the holiday was actually illegal in England at one time? This is the story of how Christmas was outlawed, of what happened to the holiday afterwards, and how we got it back. Sir John Betjeman said of Christmas, "And is it true? And is it true, this most tremendous tale of all, seen in a stained glass window's hue, a baby in an ox's stall, the maker of the stars and sea, become a child on earth for me? And is it true? For if it is, no loving fingers tying strings around those tissue fripperies, the sweet and silly Christmas things, bath salts and inexpensive scent, and hideous tie, so kindly meant. Meanwhile, up in Lancashire, ring-a-ring-a roses, a pocket full of posies. What's your name, Alec Payne? Where do you live? Down the grid. What's your number? Cucumber. There once was a man called Nicholas Spear. He picked up a pint of another man's beer. They argued and they barged till the words came to blows, and they punched one another till the nails fell off the toes. Talking of boilers, which we weren't, is your gas boiler getting on a bit? I mean, does it take up half the room, you know? Bit inefficient-like. Not worth the trouble. Listen, if you buy any new gas boiler now, you won't be a penny till November. That's right. And you'll have all heating and all hot water you need. So if your boiler came out at Thark, get a new one. Where from? From British Gas.
Do you know of any other place in the world like Venice? In all my travels, I am never so much at peace with myself than to awaken to the glories of the city of Venice, with its cacophony of sounds and sights, and to awaken on the first day of Carnival to a glorious winter sun, warming up the grey stones of the buildings and glittering the gold columns awake. Alitalia will fly you from Heathrow to Venice, and you fly to Italy. Fly an airline that carries that certain sense of style. The airline of Italy. Alitalia. Elegante. Alitalia. You know, this Taylor California Sellers Chablis always takes me back to the summer of 78. I remember savouring the wonderful, seductive taste of the wine when I had the eerie sensation of being watched. I turned, and there she was, Penelope. Do you, this gorgeous creature asked, believe in love at first sight? I don't know, I replied. I've never seen a Ferrari full of money. We were married soon after. Those were halcyon days. Taylor, California, Sellers, Chablis. 78. Yes, that's right. 78.